Joined on the newsmaker line now by Senator Rob Kupak of Moorhead. Senator Kupak, first of all, thanks for taking time out today on what has turned out to be a very busy Monday.
Yes, much busier than I was expecting it to be today.
I guess, first of all, your reaction to the announcement by Governor Tim Walz that he will not be seeking a third term.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird. Not completely surprised, but at the same time, surprised, if that makes any sense to you. I've heard whispers of this, maybe last month, but certainly, that's a big step and to walk away from, a re-election and a job that clearly the governor loves.
As far as the Democratic Party and the governorship, as member of the Democratic Party, where does this put the party now heading into an election year that up until this morning, up until Monday, Governor Walz was going to be the candidate? Where does this put this whole race right now?
Well, I mean, I think, the good thing is we're still a ways off from November, so there's still a lot of time. And I think, there's a pretty deep bench of people. I think there were people that were, thinking about this, eyeing this, before we knew for sure that the governor was going to seek a third term. So, I do not have any worries that we're going to get a good candidate.
As the governor is now finishing up his second term in office, I mean, what are some of the big things you, Senator, take away from his time serving the state of Minnesota in a office that has been, riddled with fraud allegations this year? What do you take out of the service of Governor Tim Walz?
I think it's funny. I heard some remarks from former Governor Pawlenty this morning, and I thought he had a couple of really good points. I mean, it's always those unexpected things that come up when you get into office that maybe define you. And to think about, that leading the state through the pandemic and then the civil unrest that followed after George Floyd, those were really tumultuous times. And I think, not knowing, having never experienced that, I think the governor did a pretty good job of navigating the state through that. And so those are, I think, certainly the highlights. And I think, his goal of making Minnesota the best place to raise kids and for families, I think he's done a pretty good job on that front. And it's unfortunate that, the fraud part will be a little stain on what has been really a pretty good record.
We've heard it multiple times, people in greater Minnesota, the Moorheads and the western Minnesota, are feeling that Governor Walz, has not necessarily been in touch with what's going on in greater Minnesota. Do you feel that same way? I mean, do you think there was more the governor could have done to come out and meet with the people of western Minnesota? Your thoughts on that?
So I've always been a big proponent of the governor going to, all places around the state. And, certainly when he was in Congress, he represented a fairly, rural, conservative part of the state. He knows how to speak to people in rural areas. And I do wish, he had done a little bit more of that. And I've, I've expressed that to his people to say that, hopefully that will also, even here, as we go through to the end, that he'll get out into some more of those places.
As now the hours have come since his official announcement, there's been, talk of people running. Have you heard any names that possibly could be coming out as a candidate for the Democratic ticket in the governor's office?
I am not in those circles of those discussions. I think all the names I've heard are probably the same ones that everybody else has heard, kicked around in the media. So those are all the discussions that I'm hearing are basically through news outlets.
All right, Senator Kupak, appreciate your time today. And thanks for all you do representing the great constituents of your district.
Great. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the time.